Hi, everyone. Welcome to American Truth Finders. I'm Neil Douglas. I am your host for the show. And, you know, I always say this, we have another great show lined up for tonight. Now, my guest tonight is Marguerite Telford. Now, I'm going to give you her bio because Marguerite's going to be on about 8:15 Eastern Time. That's 5:15 Pacific Time. And she's only available out of her busy personal family schedule. She's doing this from about 8:15 to 8:30. So this is going to be definitely a call-in show. I need your help, folks. I really do. I'll give you the number here in a minute. But Marguerite Telford serves as the Director of Communications for the Center of Immigration Studies. It's, in other words, CIS. That's an independent, nonpartisan immigration research institute located in Washington, D.C. And Ms. Telford is responsible for media relations and the coordination of special media events. And she shares her expertise on immigration policy with television and radio networks, as well as visiting groups. Prior to joining the center, Ms. Telford spent over 20 years various public relations, international affairs, and legal roles. Most recently, she served as the Director of Communications and Marketing at Prison Fellowship International. Now, that a nonprofit organization which operates in over 120 countries. She's lived and worked in the United States, Canada, France, and the UK, and has written on prison reform for a variety of media outlets and publications, including Notre Dame Law School's Journal of Legislation. And Ms. Telford earned a bachelor's degree in political science and French from Dickinson College. And she received her law degree from George Mason University. Now, I have to tell you, the topic for tonight's show, and I'm going to tell you, it's a good one, is ITN. What does it mean for illegal immigrants to work in the United States? All right. You can go to AmericanTruthFinders.com. That's AmericanTruthFinders.com or BBSRadio.com. Now, remember, this is a call-in show, and I need your help tonight. Believe me, I do. And I want to say this. You want to remember that no question is a dumb question. All of them are important. If you have a question or a suggestion, whatever, please call in. Otherwise, you're going to be listening to me all night after our guest. So our phone number, write this down. I did post it on Facebook. I'm on Facebook in case you want to message me something during the show. But the phone number to call in is 888-627-6008. Now, for those of you that didn't get your pencil or pen ready, I'll do that again. It's 888-627-6008. Now, our website is AmericanTruthFinders.com. And, of course, the radio station is BBS. That's Boy Sam Radio.com. On my site, you just go to the page, homepage, and hit listen. You'll hear the show. On BBSRadio.com, just go to their homepage, and you'll see my picture. That, you know, it's really handsome, of course. You know that. I'm kidding. For anybody that might know who I look like or what I look like, I should say. Anyway, just you'll be able to hear that show. So anyway, I've gone too far. I got to ask you a question, folks, because this is important. With illegal immigration, how do they, because that's a big topic today, and I don't talk about mainstream media on any level generally. So I want you to please understand this. However, what we don't hear them talking about is how do illegal aliens get to work in the United States in the factories or companies and take jobs that American people, American workers, who are working two or three jobs just to support themselves, their families, their children. How do they get this? I'm going to tell you something. This is serious. I'm going to give you a little bit of a clue. I don't want to say too much, only because I want our guests to really give us some information on this, and because this is very, very important that you understand this. Now, I'm going to explain something to you. Immigrant identification number, the ITIN is what it's really referred to, is actually a way for illegals. And I'm going to say something that you may or may not know or may or may not like. They are undocumented. And when they cross the border, there's no background check. And we all know that illegal immigrants are not necessarily from Mexico. They could be from any country. And you know what that tells us? And I'll ask our guest, Ms. Telford, what her opinion is on this and if what I'm saying is fact. I don't want you to believe anything I'm ever saying or our guests. I want you to do your own research, okay? Because that way you can make up your own mind, and that's the most important thing. But we're concerned about terrorism in our country. If there's no identification or no background check and no way to check them, and even the border patrol, I believe, has been told, you know, don't even detain these people, don't even question them. You know, what in the world is happening to this country? Now, there's several ways that they do get this kind of I-10 or whatever you want to call it. Now, I'm going to talk about something. Now, Bob Siegel from the Indianapolis NBC affiliate, WTHR, the IRS is knowingly sending illegal immigrants billions of dollars for children. Some of them don't even live in the United States. Now, these illegals don't have legitimate Social Security numbers. So they're assigned a nine-digit individual identification taxpayer number. Now, applicants are supposed to send the IRS documents that show proof of identity, notarized copies of birth certificates, medical records, school records. However, I want you to pay close attention. These documents are easily and often forged. And anybody who's ever been hacked or had their identity stolen, you know exactly what I'm talking about. Now, there was a whistleblower, according to this report, that estimates that 90% of the I-10 applications are phony. But the IRS, who issues them, get this, the IRS chooses to look the other way. They don't even care. So in 2010, there were 3.02 million income tax forms using I-10s, with only 24% of the I-10s paying taxes. Now go figure that. The total collected from these people was $870 $8.7 million or less than $300 per working individual. About 2.2 million illegal workers paid no income tax but received the additional tax credit refund averaging over $2,000. And if you're listening to me tonight, you better be very, very upset. I was going to use another word, but I decided I better not. And people on the West Coast in California, you know what's happening there. You know what is happening there. And do you, and I'm going to tell you something. Because of the profiling, quote unquote, anybody who might have maybe the same skin tone or whatever as Hispanics will cross the border. We don't know if they're criminals. We don't know if they're terrorists. We don't know anything about them. Okay, now, in 2011, this article goes on to say millions in refunds was sent to one address in Atlanta. A single address in Oxnard, California received $10,395,874. $10,395,874 sent to one address in Oxford, California, and another 23,500 tax refunds amounting to this, $16.5 million went to 10 individual bank accounts. One worker from Indiana claimed 20 children and received $29,600, even though the children lived in Mexico. Now, damn it, people, I'll tell you what, this better make you hot because I'm hot. And I don't care what side of the fence you are on, liberal or conservative. If you want this to continue, don't do a damn thing about it. Just sit back and let somebody else take care of it. Let somebody else worry about it. Our country's already going down the drain so fast it's unreal. We've not only become immoral, we've become without freedom. Our rights are taken away. The American citizens, anything we do is considered racist or hate crime or whatever. And yes, there are criminals that come into this country, whether they're from Mexico or any other countries, that have killed people. California recently, for crying out loud. Or how about a woman, 65 years old, that got raped, hit with a hammer, and killed? How many times does this kind of stuff have to go on, and how often does it go on that we don't even know about? Now, our dear friend Nancy Pelosi said there's no room in the budget to cut any more spending, so we must raise taxes. Seems like illegals are living better than most citizens. Just another example of a corrupt IRS and administration. Well, Nancy Pelosi, I got to tell you something. You got a lot of room to talk. And yes, there are candidates out there, I'm going to tell you right now, that employ, if they have work, businesses, excuse me, if they employ immigrants from Mexico or wherever and are paying taxes and getting refunds, whatever, they have an ITIN number, not a Social Security number. Now, they also get their ID because through stolen Social Security numbers, they are definitely undocumented. IRS takes no action at all to stop the ID theft, but lets them pay taxes. Well, guess what? Are you getting a benefit from those taxes? I can damn near tell you no. You're not. You're not getting it. You're not getting paid any benefit from those taxes. When did you have any say-so about all this? Did anybody ever call you up and say, hey, look, we should give these people ITN numbers? And don't misunderstand me. I know people out there do definitely want to come to America to have a better life. I don't have an issue with that. But let's do it legal. And you know how many people have tried to do it legal? And you know how many years it takes them to try to do it? And how much it costs them? They can't. They can't. Because it takes, 7 years, maybe 8 years, whatever the case might be. There's no expediting this. None whatsoever. I tell you what, our guest, Margaret Telford, our engineer is going to notify me that she's... Okay, hang on. We've got a caller on line one. I was just informed by our engineer that unfortunately our guest Marguerite, I'm sorry, I'm pronouncing that wrong, Telford just was notified, notified the radio station she is unable to make it, and I understand that because she had a very important, very proud family thing that she was going to interrupt, and she was going to be in New York instead of Washington, D.C. when she made the interview. So we understand that. Okay. Line one, Dave.
Hey, Neil, good show. Enjoy what you're talking about.
Thanks, Dave. What state are you from, Dave?
I'm from Indiana.
Okay. Now, let me ask you this. Did you hear me mention about Indiana? About the tax?
Yeah.
This is going on all over the country, and people are turning their backs on it. Do you have a question or comment, Dave?
No, I just wanted to call in and just talk to you about, what you'd been talking about, because I think you're absolutely right on. It's the system that's broken. I mean, you can't really blame the people. Everybody's looking for a better life. I mean, our ancestors came here looking for a better life, and all people want the same thing. They want, more opportunities, and that's why people come to America. But the problem is that America's system is now so broken and so corrupt that it no longer works even for the people that are from America. So, it's really not working for anyone. It does work for the politicians, obviously, because they're laughing all the way to the bank, along with the lobbyists and the special interests that they represent. But, hey, we've got to change the system, Neil. It's the 21st century. We're still using a system coming out of the 1700s. And, we've got 21st century problems, and we need 21st century solutions.
Dave, let me interrupt you. Are you Dave Frank that was a guest on my show just a while back?
Yes, I am.
Something? I apologize. I should have recognized the voice, but, it's been a while. And, I really appreciate you calling in and the fact that you're listening in. And, as I mentioned when you were on the show before, that we need to do another show. And which we're going to do that very, very, very soon. But continue on with what you're saying, because Dave, here's what my concern is right now. And there's a lot of them. But if there's no way of doing a background check, what is your feeling about the threat to this country of, I'm not referring to just Mexico, okay? Terrorism, people coming through Venezuela who hates us, people coming from Iran who hates us. We know that, look, They've already, you know, we've already heard that on the news, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, that yes, the feds are watching. They know who's involved, blah, blah, blah. They don't know everybody. How, if they don't do any background check or if these people come in with false identification, et cetera, how do you feel about this for as a threat to America?
Well, I think some people coming here maybe do hate us, but I think most people coming here are looking for an opportunity to survive. I mean, you know, look at people in Syria right now, or Iraq, or Iran, or Mexico, or any of these countries, when they have all of this political greed running their lives, and all they're doing is, you know, raping and pillaging the people. And what people are doing is, you know, a large percentage of them are coming here for an opportunity. And, you know, they want to work. They want a good life, just like we all want. But, yes, there are some people that do come here that probably do hate us. But I think they hate their own personal situations even more than they hate us. That's why they're willing to, you know, to perform the violence that sometimes they perform. But well, we've got to change this. We've got to change the way.
Let me interrupt you a minute. I'm referring to the fact of these people like ISIS that are even American recruited, let alone somebody that comes into the country that is from that with ISIS, that we don't even know their background or have any way of finding out. They got false this, false that. They've got everything they need. Okay. Let me say this very strongly. When they have when their belief is they got to kill everybody that doesn't believe in their religion. I'm talking about ISIS. Off with their heads. Children.
Oh, I know. They have the world scared. They have the world scared. And when the world is scared, the world does very desperate things. You know, in fact, the world even believes in people at the top that can hopefully save us. But the reality is, it's the people at the top that have created this mess that we now find ourselves in. And we've got to change it. I mean, you know, we can't keep doing what we've been doing especially over the last 50 years, when we saw this country that's filled with opportunity being stolen from by the political machine at the top. I mean, let's face it, sending 535 politicians at the top, $4 trillion a year, $4 million a year of our money. I mean, I understand that there's some people down here that are doing some bad things, but I don't think anybody's doing anything worse than what's going on at the top of the pyramid, like in Washington, D.C., or state capitals, or even our local city and county councils. I mean, these guys are the ones that are really inflicting the pain on us as a society, don't you think?
Well, yeah, I'm not disagreeing with you at all, because I'm not in love with any politician that I can tell you for sure, and I don't want to get into that particular issue. You're right about the fact that the politicians are part of this, but the problem is, again, I did want to get into mainstream media kind of thing, but I'm going to say this: here we are. This is August of 2014. They already got a debate going. The election isn't until November of next year. We got 9,000, I'm exaggerating, candidates running on one side, three or four on the other side. And how many are speaking out against illegal immigration and saying, look, we got to stop it? Dave, there may be one or two, three. I don't know. Because you know why? They want the vote from the Hispanic communities. And these illegals,
that's
I'm going to tell you
something. That's what they always want.
Now, wait, let me finish. Let me finish. Dave, these illegals that have false social securities and identification will and can vote, and they're also going to collect Social Security benefits.
Yeah, now, it's a stupid system. They're taking advantage of a stupid system. Yeah, they're taking advantage of a top-down system that is only benefiting the people at the top, and everyone else down at the bottom is divided. That's what I believe.
Well, you know, I'd like to get some feedback on that. I'm going to keep you on for a while, Dave, so hang on. I want to give out our number. It's 888-627-6008. That's 888-627-6008. And it is toll-free of the United States and Canada, so give us a call. I don't care where you're from. And I know we have listeners from all over the world, and they can't call in. But the fact of the matter is, I want your feedback. If you're really interested in what we're talking about, I want your feedback. If you're on Facebook, I'm on Facebook right now. If you want to just message me to ask a question or to make a comment, do that. Just go to Neil Douglas, just type in Neil Douglas and you'll find my page and message me. Because I'm going to tell you something. If I don't, and I'm going to be right up front, if I don't start getting callers, and I know people are listening because I can go to the radio site and I see the numbers of people that have visited the or downloaded programs, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I don't know why you're afraid to call in. Everybody wants to call in to everybody else's talk show. And I'm going to tell you right now, if you're not interested, you might as well turn your internet radios off and go play whatever game you're going to play on the internet. That's just the way I feel. I'm sorry I'm being so blunt, but I'm telling you, it's time for you people to start speaking up. Again, our number is 888-627-6008. Dave Frank is on with me. Dave has been on before, and Dave's, I'm going to continue on the immigration thing, but Dave's plan is to have a blueprint to start from the bottom up. I'm just doing a quick, blueprint analogy, Dave, for of what you're thinking about and what you've are talking about, and having it start in the local communities. Because if we go back to Agenda 21, this was an issue that was brought up. It has to start in the local communities of the people taking control. And I'm going to tell you something. Folks, I really want to know something. How many of you out there have been called about any kind of bill, any from your city, county, state, or federal representative, and said, look, you know, I really need your opinion. We're going to vote on this. No, you know what they do? And if anybody has called you and asked you about this and said, you know, what's your opinion? Because I'm trying to find out if I should vote for it or not, if the community's in favor of it. I represent the people. Well, guess what? You read about it in the newspaper or you watch it on the news, if you're even reading the newspaper, or unless you're watching Dancing with the Stars or two people naked out in a jungle somewhere. I'm sorry. This is happening in our country. So in the communities is what Dave's plan starts with, and letting the communities become the leaders of their particular area. And the fact of the matter is, we the people are supposed to be the leaders of this country. But because we have elected officials, guess who now controls the government or controls the country? It's not us. Trust me, it's not us. It is those 235 up in Washington. It is the president and those nine people on the Supreme Court, which ends up with one vote deciding if something goes to the Supreme Court. And that's what runs the rest of the 350 million people in this country. Now, damn it. Something has to happen. We've got an illegal immigration problem going on. Dave's plan is to build the blueprint up from the bottom up, because you don't build a building from the top down. I don't care who you are. If you work in contracting, or if you know anybody's in contracting, you know damn well you don't start up and build the chimney and then the roof and then the rest of it and then the foundation. I'd like to see that happen if you can do it. That would really be something good, wouldn't you think, Dave?
Oh, my God. But, you know, you're absolutely right, Neil. And the bottom line is we have no representation, because you can't have representation without communication. And I'm 66 years old now. I've never been asked my opinion on any issue. And these people do not represent me. I do not have a voice in the 21st century, the age of communication technology, the communication age. And it's just silly. I mean, we have all the technology that we need. But we have to have people, like you say, Neil, they have to open their mouths and they need to speak out and they need to talk about the things that are going on. But we need to, you know, if we just complain, it gets us nowhere. What we need to do is we need to come up with a better plan than what we have, because right now we have, a like you said, a top-down plan where the politicians tell us the way things are going to be. The opposite of that is us telling the politicians the way things are going to be. And we have the technology now where we don't need 535 people telling 300 million people the way things should be. We have the technology to allow 300 million people to tell 535 people the way things should be. That's really what our founders tried to do. Because, you know, if you look at the Constitution, it was an attempt to have the direction of America decided of the people, by the people, and for the people. And the other thing that it tried to do was it tried to have the role of the federal, state, and local government decided by we the people. None of that has happened. It's a system that has failed. But with 21st century communication technology, we can now rebuild America with a ground-up system. Like you were saying, Neil, you don't build a house from the roof down. You build a house from the foundation up, and the foundation is our communities. And we need to start coming up with the solutions to these problems in each community, and we need to fix these things. We can't rely on the politicians. We know that, you know, they're zombies. They're bought and paid for, and you only buy and pay for a person in the decision-making system to make the wrong decisions. That's why nothing works. Education's a failure. The infrastructure's falling apart. Our prison system is nothing but a 21st century concentration camp. The judicial system is as corrupt as the day is long. And people know these things, and they need to call in, and they need to talk about this and to bring their stories so that other people know that, you know, there are other people out there that are dealing with this too. But we need to come up with a better plan for America, and I think we have it, Neil. I really do.
Well, I'll tell you what, Dave, because we are going to get back to the illegal immigration, and you're right about that. I'm not even going to even argue with you about that situation, because you know, this is something that everybody wants a voice, but they're not getting one unless they write to the letter or a letter to the editor, and it might get printed and it might not, and who's going to read it anyway, and how many people are going to read it or even pay attention. Now, I'm going to tell you what. I'm beginning to believe we have no listeners out there tonight, Dave. I believe we have no listeners because nobody is calling in. Nobody's even messaging me. I don't care if you called in when I, you know, from a first show or second show, and you're on and you're listening. Give me a call. Give us a call if you have a question for Dave or if you have a question for me. This is about illegal immigration and the fact that you can't do a damn thing about it, people. This is about them stealing your money, and you can't do a damn thing about it. This is about, I'm going to tell you something. This is about how under Obama's amnesty programs, illegal immigrants are going to get more than, because they're already currently collecting more than $14 billion, B-I-L-L-I-O-N, in tax credit payments every year. Now, I'm going to tell you something. This was back and written in December of 2014, just last year. So if they're getting $400 billion in tax credit payments every year, let me go on further with this. Because a 2011 IRS Inspector General's report found that individuals who are not authorized to work in the United States collected $4.2 billion in additional child tax credit payments in 2010 alone. And do you know what? Somewhere, I don't have it right in front of me, but I'll have it in a little bit, how much of this money that they are working for and they get goes back to Mexico or whatever country they have come from. Now, I want to ask you guys out there listening. Do any of you approve and like the idea of just letting anybody come across the border? If you do, or if you don't, either way, I want you to give us a call. I want you to give us a call. The number is very, very simple. It's 888-627-6008. That's 888-627-6008. And whether it's about immigration or what Dave's talking about, giving the people back the power, you know, that takes time as well. And Dave knows that. I've told him that. It isn't going to happen overnight. It isn't going to happen by the next election unless somebody wealthy or famous or somebody gets on a bandwagon and starts paying for a whole bunch of TV ads and says, hey, this is what we're going to do. Now, so either give me a message, go to my Facebook page and IM me or whatever they call that. Go to Neil Douglas. You'll find me. Neildouglas. It's that simple. Or look me up, click it on, and you can still message me. Whether you're a friend that's already what they call friends list, or whether you're not, you can still do that. So, you know, I'm telling you right now, apparently none of you care or none of you are listening. I don't know. I really don't know. Because you got to have some opinion on this. Dave, I'm going to ask you a question. In our own community, in our own area, let's say that St. Joe, where you live, county, I think, and or any surrounding counties of anybody's, really, I'll bet nobody in your community has a clue how many illegal immigrants with false ID or what they call the illegal immigrant identification number, how many of them are even here working. I bet you nobody can even have a count. I bet you don't even have an ID either yourself, do you, Dave?
No, I don't. I really don't, but, you know, it's... one thing I do have a count on is the fact that I've got 9 people on a city council in my community spending $320 million a year of my money, our money, without asking us. And that's something that is very upsetting to me even more. I don't know what to do about the illegal alien problem, Neil. I really don't. I know that it exists, but I know that along with that problem, like I was saying, we have the broken judicial system, which is sucking money out of us and our community. We have the broken penal system that's like, you know, it's a 21st century concentration camp, sucking money out of our community. You know, I just think that, you know, we have systemic problems that we have to fix before we go after, you know, the smaller problems of people coming here just trying to survive. I do understand what you're saying about, you know, there may be some people coming here to want to do us harm, but I think the vast majority of those people are coming here just to survive.
I'm not going to disagree. I'm not disagreeing with that, David. I even said everybody that comes to this country, for the most part, want to have a better life. But hear me out on this. I'm talking about, why are they coming here illegally and not at least applying for 6 week or 6 month visa or passport or whatever, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And I wish somebody would anonymously come in that has got an I-10 number, because they can tell me. Let me finish.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, because I think one of the reasons they have an issue getting a visa, passport, whatever the common thing is, from Mexico is because they probably have to own property of some sort in order to have any, and if they could otherwise, you know, and they don't have any money anyway, but the illegals coming across here, I don't have a problem people wanting to better their life. But why are they not, if they're here 20 years, still trying to, why are they not wanting to be a United States citizen?
Well, you know, they really don't have the education to understand the process. I mean, when my ancestors came here, they came here through Ellis Island. They were basically just shuffled through. I don't think they had any idea what the process was going to be until they got here. And this is a different situation. This isn't people coming across the ocean. This is people just coming across a line that.
Okay, I'm going to stop you for a minute. I'm going to stop you for a minute because this is from the Social Security Administration. Social Security and entering the United States of America, okay? Whether you are a student or a teacher, a farm worker or a business person, a refugee or a temporary resident, if you have an immigrant and you need to do business with Social Security, you have some right, you have to come to the right place. This is on their site. Now listen to what they say. If English is not easy for you, we can help you in two ways. You can find out about Social Security programs by reading information in one of 15 languages offered on our multilingual gateway. And then they can also say, we can provide an interpreter for you when you call or visit Social Security. And if you need an interpreter, then they'll find out how that they can help them get in touch with one, and getting a Social Security card to work in the United States. You'll need a Social Security card that gives your Social Security number. You can find general information about Social Security cards by regarding their publication. Well, you know, you're absolutely right. If they don't understand the system, you know, they can't even read that, but they can read their whatever language, if it's in 15 languages, unless it's a language that of some country we don't even do business with or whatever. But now listen to what I'm going to tell you. The easiest way to apply for a Social Security card of the immigration process is your home country before you come to the United States. You can do this when filing an application for immigrant visa with the United States Department of State. And for information on how to use this process, they tell you, read Social Security numbers and immigrant visas. If you do not get a Social Security card as part of the immigration process, read new or replacement Social Security number to find out how to get one in the United States. And I'm going to tell you something. We are turning our backs on these people coming across the border anyway. So I'm not buying the fact, Dave, that they can't, that it's not available. The IRS is trying to make it so easy for them, but it is their home country, like I said before. So when they're sent across here or come across here, who comes? If they're from Mexico, I'm going to say it probably is a lot of criminals, people that they don't want. And the other ones that come from other countries, if we're turning our backs and we don't even have to pay attention to who they are or whatever, without a background check, without anything. You know, this whole country's in damn deep, hard trouble. And I don't know, Dave, if your plan, and I'm being very, very honest, and I'm not trying to beat you up here, but I'm going to tell you something. I don't know how your plan for the community, the individuals of a community, can make this an issue that isn't going to be a problem. I totally agree. We people who come across this border into our country want to better their life. I have no problem with that at all. Our ancestors did. You mentioned that. We all know that. Everybody's ancestors came here to better their life, to get away from the king.
Tyranny. Yeah,
yes.
Tyranny.
So all I'm saying is, you know, how much time do we have before we're taken over? Not by just because they're illegal immigrants, because you're right. So many of them are good people. But I'm telling you what, if people are not concerned, you know, in your own community, my community, anybody's community, nobody, unless they're connected together, knows if someone is involved with ISIS or Al-Qaeda or whatever, you know, together. Nobody knows if they're here or not, because it could be a next door neighbor that is the nicest person in the world, for crying out loud. And you never even would expect they would do anything wrong, like try to kill people or car bomb or do whatever. But it's happening, right?
Well, look at Timothy McVeigh.
Yeah.
Timothy McVeigh was from, he's an American through and through. And he, look what he did in Oklahoma City. And I personally don't think it's the illegal alien problem. I think it's the dysfunctional system problem. I think if we had the right tax system in America, instead of this dumb, corrupt, stupid system that we have in place that really creates cheaters. I mean, it's a system that unless you cheat, you can't survive. I mean, look at how the wealthy people are able to cheat legally. Of course, they, you know, bribe the lobbyists, or they pay the lobbyists to pass their laws to make sure that they have tax loopholes to benefit themselves and their other rich cronies. But, you know, as long as you have this stupid tax system in place, what we need is a fair tax system for everyone, because the reason people are upset with illegal aliens is they think they're not paying their fair share in taxes, and then they're getting benefits off of the tax money that we do pay. Well, why don't we just have a tax system set up where everyone in your community has the same tax system that is very simple and fair for everyone? You know, I would like to see a 10% sales tax, so that no matter who you are, where you're from, when you buy something in your community, 10% of that transaction stays in your community to take care of health care for everyone, or good education for everyone, or good infrastructure for everyone. But as long as you have this tax system in place that benefit the wealthy on the backs of the poor, you know, we're always going to be divided and fighting each other. And that's what we have to get away from. The only way we're going to survive as a humanity is for everybody to work together, and to have a system in place that is fair for everyone. But if you have a dysfunctional system in place, you're going to have a dysfunctional society in place. So if you want to change this society, you've got to change your system. And I think it's time that we have a ground-up system where community by community, we start really rolling up our sleeves together. You know, it doesn't matter what color you are, or religion, or nationality or sexual preference. Because not all groups of people feel the same way about all of the issues. And what we need to do is really tap into the individuality of these people and let them start deciding what kind of education system we want in our community, what kind of health care system we want in our community, what is a fair tax system, where do we want our tax monies to go and not go, what can we do to fix this broken judicial system that is nothing but corrupt, where the lawyers and the judges, who are lawyers, are laughing all the way to the bank. And how about 2.5 million people in jails and prisons that you and I are working every day to finance? It's all stupid, Neil. It's just, stupid system.
Well, you know, I'll tell you, one of my past guests, Kenneth Abraham, he is a fighter for those people that are sitting in prison right now.
Yeah.
That are there because of a drug issue?
Yeah, nonviolent crimes.
That's what I'm saying.
There are people in prison for life because they've smoked marijuana. And this is at the same time, marijuana is legal for millions of people in Colorado and Washington and Oregon and places like that. You know, this is what happens when you have a system where a small group of people, a minority, dictate to the majority. And the opposite of that is the majority making decisions for themselves. And that's why we've got to change the system. We've got to start using this amazing communication technology that we've never, ever had before. Look, Neil, we've got the food channel, the travel channel, the sports channel. We have all these different channels, but we don't have the right channel in our community. And the right channel in our community is the local issues television, radio, and internet channel. Let the people in every community start coming up with ideas to make things better. Don't wait for the politicians in Washington or state capitals or downtown who have ruined this country to fix it. It's never going to happen. We're going to sit here till hell freezes over. But
let me say this, Dave. I don't disagree, but let me touch on that a little bit. Even though the community makes the decision, is there not going to be some kind of person that is in charge of saying, okay, this is what we're doing, and because the community wants it? Or is it just going to be mass confusion?
No, it's not going to be mass confusion. I mean, think about American Idol, for example. There are millions and millions of people that vote on who they want to be, you know, the talent or whatever. And there's not mass confusion. It's you know, candidate A or B or C or D.
I'm talking about the leader of the community. I mean, is there going to be a leader of each community?
Well, this is going to give more people the opportunity to be the leaders of our community. When you limit the leadership to one mayor or nine people on a council, and we have 267,000 people in our community, that leads to a brain-dead system. This opens the door for lots of people to have lots of ideas to be leaders in your community.
Okay, I think you're misunderstanding what I'm trying to say, Dave, and I don't mean to keep interrupting you, but we're getting running shorter time here. Because of immigration or whatever, in the United States, this becomes a thing for the whole United States. And Who is it going to be in charge of what? Who makes the decision, and who's going to be in charge of, let's say, our military? Is it going to be everybody in the country that says, well, let's go ahead and attack Iran or North Korea because they're trying to destroy us or kill us or whatever the case might be? Or do we have an individual? And that's what I'm trying to get at. In each community, is there an individual after the people make the decision? Or if there is an emergency situation where we're attacked with your type of system because of illegal immigration coming over here, and it's going to start happening in our own country. It's going to happen. Whether we like it or not, it's going to happen, Dave. Okay, so what I'm saying is we get attacked and your system is in place. Who's going to make the decision to fight back?
I understand what you're saying, Neil, but this is the answer to that question. The best thing, you have to realize, the conflicts that we have with the supposed people around the world are not with the people around the world. They're with the leaders around the world, these psychotic, narcissistic, egomaniac, paranoid schizophrenics that couldn't even run a household, and they have found themselves in positions that are running these countries, and they are totally out of control.
Okay,
and what we can do
you,
in America, what we can do in America is show the rest of the world how we no longer have to be subservient to these psychopaths in America, and this is the blueprint that they can use in other countries so that people in other countries can free themselves of that as well. Does that make sense?
We have
to set an example.
I'm not going to argue that point because it is not the countries that people hate as much as it is the leaders. But
right,
here's
absolutely.
Let me finish because here's the problem. We got a very serious problem going back to ISIS because they don't have a country. They have a leader that is corrupt telling them what to do. They just have leaders. And when one's killed off, another one takes your place and they become a leader. So and none of the people, these are recruits. These are recruits. So what I'm trying to say is, somebody in our country, if you're and your plan, I agree, people need to make more decisions. But here's the point. If our country is attacked and our country is being recruited by, within America, whether they're illegal or not immigrants, or whether they are a terrorist group that come in or not, and they're in this country with your system, who is going to be in charge of taking immediate action?
One of these days we have to ask these people with ISIS or whoever exactly why they hate America. And what can we do to change things? What do they really want? Other than to supposedly just kill us and keep us scared, what do they really want? What they really want is that they want to strike out at our government because our government has been running weapons to these and making huge profits off of running weapons to these psychotic leaders in other countries who have used them against their enemies and against their own people. You know, it's like a drug dealer. You know, people are mad at drug dealers because that drug dealer might sell a drug that may hurt someone else. Well, when it comes to arms dealing, which is what America does, we know that the intent of those arms is to kill people. Period.
Well, let me tell you, because we haven't even got 2 minutes left, Dave. Number one, ISIS has admitted saying that they're killing people not because of the governments, it's because of people that will not join or believe in their religion, and they go by that particular part of the Quran or whoever that whatever ISIS reads. My point is, so it's not, yes, governments are corrupt. Countries are not who the people in America don't hate Israel because of Israel or because they're Jewish. They hate the leaders. In America, it's
right.
The same way. It's
right.
The leaders.
And that's why it was said by Jesus that there will be a day where the last shall be first and the first shall be last. Where you don't worship false idols like we do the president here, because the all-knowing isn't the president. The all-knowing is what we all know. The trick is tapping into what we all know, and that's what technology can allow us to do now.
Okay, Dave, I got to tell you, I don't have just about a minute, so I'm going to have to cut you off. We're going to have to maybe try to arrange maybe to do a show on your particular topic by itself. I know we've covered a lot of it tonight, but I want to appreciate you staying online after I've recognized who you were. That's why I kept you since our original guest couldn't make it. And we did cover immigration. I didn't go into it as deep as I had planned on, but that's okay. We still did some good things. Dave, I want to thank you. Have a good evening and take care. I've got to get off the air here pretty soon and say goodnight to everybody, okay? You stay online.
Thanks, Neil. I appreciate what you're doing, Neil. Thanks,
Dave,
very
stay
much.
On the line a minute because the engineer might want to say hi to you. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, this is Neil Douglas. This is American Truth Finders. The archives will be up probably by Tuesday morning, I'm going to guess, sometime Tuesday, because it's in California time that we got to deal with. Sorry about that, Don. Anyway, I want to say thank you. And please, folks, think about what this topic is about, illegal immigration, the possibilities, etc.